But what I've seen over and over in the years that I've taught, that it's the real fundamentals of a teaching that are most important. It's the most basic elements that really have the most power to help us transform our lives. And that's been one of the great motivations for this series of talks, to present some of the fundamentals and basics of my teaching, because I see them as the most important elements. The more subtle and complex elements of the teaching are really not that important, because the more basic something is, which means simply the more simple it is, the more powerful it is. Again, our minds really deeply believe that something simple can't be truly powerful. But actually what I've seen as a teacher is that by looking at the most basic elements of why we suffer and how we create a perception of life that makes us feel separate and isolated, that these are the most fundamental aspects of a teaching. They're the most helpful and the most useful. And the aspect of anyone's spiritual life that is the most important, even above and beyond any teaching, is the element of grace. And grace is something that really comes to us when we're really truly available, when we become open-hearted, and most importantly, open-minded, where we're willing to entertain the possibility that we may not know what we think we know. In that gap, in that sustaining of any conclusion, a whole other element of life can rush in. And that's what I call grace. It's that moment of aha, those moments of recognition where we realize something that we could really never imagine. And many, many things open us to this grace. Sometimes it's a beautiful moment, a beautiful sunset, when we're just sitting in stillness. Maybe we're going for a walk in the woods or strolling down the sidewalk in a city, and for some reason, a whole new perspective opens up. We've been graced. At other times, grace comes with a more fierce face. It's the way that the most difficult moments in our lives are often the very moments that open our hearts and minds the most. We do everything we can to avoid such moments. But in reality, it's the difficult moments in life that sometimes hold out the biggest opportunities for growth and the transformation of consciousness. So ultimately, these teachings are really ways to open ourselves to grace, to open ourselves to that mysterious element of life that comes in the hidden and quiet moments and shows us a whole new view, a whole new perception of life. And in the end, may show us that we're really not as separated, as isolated as we might imagine. And if we can just begin to realize that we're not separate from the world around us or for each other, this is a revolution in the way we perceive life. And it goes a long, long way towards helping us end the suffering and strife that so many human beings live with day to day, not only individually, but collectively. So each of the teachings in this series of talks are not simply meant to be more information for the mind to collect, but something to be deeply meditated on, to see if you can find the truthfulness of them in your own experience, to really have the willingness to slow down and stop and really digest what you hear. Because ultimately, the truth of any teaching isn't in the words, it's in what it reveals within inside of our own selves. So by having the willingness to really slow down, to digest any teaching that we hear or read, in our own way, we make it our own. And it's by making a teaching our own, by experiencing what it's pointing to within our own experience, that we come to awaken to a view of life that's more whole and real and unified.